Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com, and today I'm going to talk to you about plural possessives. Does that little apostrophe get you every time? How to use plural possessives properly. Do you struggle with plural possessives? If so, don't feel bad. You're not alone. A recent study showed that nearly half of 2,000 Britons do not know how to properly use an apostrophe, and punctuating plural possessives was one of the most common apostrophe errors. Knowing when and where to add an apostrophe to plural possessives can be tricky. Further complicating matters is that the correct usage sometimes looks and sounds wrong. We hope that by the end of this article, you'll have a better grasp of plural possessives and how to use them. Let's get started with plural possessives. Perhaps you are simply wondering what a plural possessive is. Let's start there. When there's more than one of a noun, it is plural. The majority of nouns are made plural by adding an S to the end. As with so many things in the English language, there are exceptions, such as tooth becomes teeth. A noun is a possessive when it shows ownership or possession of something. Most singular nouns are made possessives by adding an apostrophe and an S to the end of them. For example, Alice had one kitten. She was playing in the kitchen. The kitten's toy went under the refrigerator. In this example, kittens is K-I-T-T-E-N apostrophe S. Plural possessives indicate when there are more than one of a noun and show ownership of something. The possessive of most plural nouns is formed by adding an apostrophe only. For example, Alice had two kittens. When they were playing in the kitchen, the kitten's toy went under the refrigerator. In this example, kittens is spelt K-I-T-T-E-N-S apostrophe. The exception to this rule is when the possessive of the plural noun ends with no S. These are formed by adding an apostrophe and an S to the noun. The woman's dressing room was very small. In this example, woman's is spelt W-O-M-E-N apostrophe S. When the singular and plural of a noun both end with an S, a possessive is formed by adding an apostrophe only. The species status was changed to endangered. In this example, species is spelt S-P-E-C-I-E-S, apostrophe. In the case of a noun where both forms end with an S, it may be necessary to reword the sentence to clarify whether you are referring to a singular or plural noun. The status of the species was changed to endangered, and the status of two species was changed to endangered. There are no apostrophes in either of these examples. Know when to avoid using plural possessives. It is also sometimes advisable to reword a sentence in order to avoid using awkward-sounding plural possessives. There is no hard or fast rule to this, and both phrasings will be correct, so go ahead and use whichever you think sounds best. To determine this, try reading your sentence aloud and see if the plural possessive is particularly awkward. For example, the Rogerses' house is big is a bit of a mouthful. You may consider changing the phrase to, the Rogers family has a big house. Still unsure if you are using plural possessives correctly? Our academic essay editors are more than happy to make sure your apostrophe is being used in the right place at the right time. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.